Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Florida condo collapse.
Two-thirds of the building was gone. It's down to the ground.
Vaccine warning about rare condition.
Your heart muscle is not able to pump as efficiently.
Biden anti-crime plan.
We're not changing the Constitution. We're enforcing it.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Rescuers are working hard now at the scene of a partial building collapse, a 12-story residential structure in Surfside, Florida, just outside Miami. At least one person is dead, others hurt. Nicholas Balboa helped rescue a young boy from the heavy debris.
His arm was pinned. It was just sheer panic. You know, he said that his mom was in there with him. We couldn't hear her, couldn't see her.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
There are over 100 units in that building. That's what is frightening us very badly right now. They sent the dogs in. There were just no hits. We had no hits on the dogs, so there were no sounds.
CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is at the scene.
One of these huge buildings, gone.
Just north of Miami Beach, this idyllic neighborhood is now a disaster zone. A search and rescue mission has been underway for hours.
What we saw from the beginning was a huge cloud of smoke.
Mick Balcony and his brothers live in Surfside. They were taking an early morning walk when the building collapsed, and they have friends with family members living there.
We start like rushing towards that, you know, we put our shirts over our face so we don't get any like dust in our eyes and everything.
What caused the deadly accident is still unclear.
The FDA is now warning about a rare possible side effect to the coronavirus vaccine. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports there have been 400 cases of heart inflammation in younger people.
Noah Hires went to the hospital just days after his second Pfizer dose.
I woke up at 2 a.m. with chest pain.
The 16-year-old said symptoms kept coming and going before he was admitted with suspected myocarditis, a type of heart inflammation that a CDC advisory panel linked with COVID vaccines. Tracking more than 1,200 cases, most were linked to Pfizer, occurred after the second dose, and were mainly in males 24 or younger. Symptoms include chest pains, heart palpitations, and shortness of breath. Still, the CDC is urging everyone to get vaccinated because risk from the coronavirus is greater.
Critics have called on the Biden administration's point person on immigration to visit the southern border. Now, as CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us, Vice President Harris will go there tomorrow.
We don't know much yet about what she's going to be doing there. The White House has not shared those details yet because this trip is just coming together. This announcement about her trip comes just days before former President Trump is set to visit the Texas border next week. The White House insisted to us that the timing is unrelated and that this was just the right time for her to go.
A group of senators from both parties will go to the White House today. Utah Republican Mitt Romney suggests they're near the finish line on an infrastructure agreement.
Republicans and Democrats have come together. We've agreed on a framework.
The pared-down plan checks in at just under $1 trillion with $559 billion in new spending. Unveiling new anti-crime efforts, President Biden says he's taking on bad actors doing bad things to our communities.
I've been at this a long time.
The author of the 1994 crime bill says his administration will crack down on licensed gun dealers who violate the law.
Zero tolerance.
As he urges cities to use COVID rescue funding for policing, The president distances himself from calls in his party to defund the police.
This is not a time to turn our backs on law enforcement or our communities.
In reiterating his push for a renewed ban on semi-automatic weapons, he mocked those who say they seek to defend themselves from the government.
You need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Now to Daytona Beach, Florida. Police Chief Jakari Young wants to find the person who shot one of his officers in the head as he approached a car on foot.
It's a full-out manhunt. There is a $100,000 reward for information leading to his arrest.
A 29-year-old man is being sought. The officer is listed in critical condition. Justin Timberlake, Mariah Carey, and other celebrities are tweeting support for Britney Spears after she spoke to a judge in Los Angeles.
With her fans chanting outside,
we want free Britney!
Inside the courthouse, a judge listened as Britney Spears asked to get her life back. Spears addressed the court remotely through an audio link. She condemned her father and others. She called the conservatorship abusive. "It's doing me more harm than good," she said. "I deserve to have a life." She claimed that she has been forced to take lithium against her will. This fan agrees with Spears.
I pray that the judge listens to her this time.
The judge did not make a ruling. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Hours after a Spanish court cleared the way for antivirus software pioneer John McAfee to be sent back to the U.S. to face tax charges, he was found dead in his jail cell, an apparent suicide. Ian Schur of our tech partner, CNET.
He actually walked away from that company before it really got big. And so a lot of what he's become to the internet is this personality that's very focused on stuff like cryptocurrency and other things that really gets a lot of conversation.
A horror story is unfolding in Lauderdale, Florida. A woman is the person of interest in the death of her two daughters. The bodies of the 9 and 7-year-olds were found in a canal. Police Lieutenant Mike Vigwood says the mother never filed a missing child report.
We're hoping that the community reaches out and helps us put some context to how this may have happened.
An Indiana woman is the first defendant sentenced in connection with the January Capitol attack. 49-year-old Anna Morgan Lloyd will serve 3 years probation, perform community service, and pay $500 in restitution. And a member of the Oath Keepers group, Graydon Young, pleaded guilty in a conspiracy case and is cooperating with investigators. Michigan Republicans who analyzed the 2020 election result in that state found no widespread or systematic fraud. Joe Biden won by 2.8 percentage points. Democrat Barb Bynum is the clerk in Ingham County.
I fear that this report is a little too late to stop the chaos that Republicans have stoked for months, which is evidenced by the dozens of election bills that have been introduced in Michigan.
The GOP report acknowledged some have pushed demonstrably false theories for their own personal gain. Up and down supermarket aisles, higher prices are all around. It costs a lot more for meat.
It's especially shocking for restaurant owners like Nick Rando of ZD Trattoria in Natick, Massachusetts.
You see it at the register, but when you're buying like 300 pounds a week, it starts to hurt.
Rando says prices have skyrocketed since January.
Red meat for steak tips and steak was $7.35 a pound. Last week was $13.20 a pound.
It's the perfect recipe for a hike, demand, worker shortage, and higher transportation costs. On the positive side, the central bank believes the current increases in inflation will proved to be temporary. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And how about this? Used car prices are up, too. In fact, the research firm Black Book found 73 models of 1 to 3-year-old vehicles listing prices higher than the original sticker. A chip shortage limiting auto production is helping drive prices up 30% in the last year. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.